Hi there. The word for today is on your new Christ-like body. Philippians 3 verse 21, reading in the New Living Translation, Paul says that God will, quote, take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies, just like that of Jesus. Isn't that great? The Bible teaches that our heavenly bodies will be exactly like the one Jesus had following his resurrection. Think about it, he resembled himself because his disciples actually recognized him, and he ate and drank with them, and he could be touched. Indeed, he could miraculously pass through walls. How about that? Talk about time travel. He could appear in various places to different people without traveling by any recognized means. His transformed body no longer aged, nor was it subject to sickness and death. And you know what? Your new resurrection body is going to be just like that. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 15:23, Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. After that, the end will come. History tells of a great Scottish Presbyterian Christian called Robert Brayley, and he was about to be hanged by King Charles II, and the promise was, you'll be drawn and quartered and your head and hands nailed to a local bridge. Pretty bad, huh? So how did he respond? Well, he first quoted this scripture, Philippians 3, verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body. And then here's what he declared, they may hack and hew my body as they please, but I know assuredly that nothing will be lost, that all these my members shall be wonderfully gathered and made like Christ's glorious body. The truth is that whether you get buried in a casket or cremated and your ashes scattered, it makes no difference. God has prepared for you a glorious body just like Christ's. That's the word for you today.